Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Joining me on Influence this morning is Roshni Matani. She's founder and CEO of The Asian Parent. It started as a blog, but since its app launch in September last year, it's grown exponentially. We're talking about the Singapore-based online parenting community platform, The Asian Parent, which has seen over 1.5 million downloads. It has 25 million active monthly users and is the biggest of its kind in Southeast Asia for an online platform. It's also successfully closed an eight-figure Series C funding round. As of last month, the online platform, The Asian Parent, has a combined market cap of over 130 billion US dollars, backed by major Chinese tech giants like China's Fosun Group and JD.com, as well as strategic global investors like ATM Capital, Global Grand, WHG Capital, and the funding is expected to help the platform grow into new markets across Asia and Africa. Roshni, welcome to Influence. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on Series C funding.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's been a long journey for The Asian Parent.
It has. It really has. Took our first round of angel investment at the end of 2012, the beginning of 2013. And so the last 6 years has been nonstop.
Okay, we must start with that eight-figure Series C funding round with major Chinese backers, China's Fosun Group, JD.com. Why do you think some of China's biggest investors are looking at your site?
So I think it's a couple of reasons. The first is, for a lot of Chinese investors, they're looking to invest in areas outside of just China. I think Southeast Asia is a great market. It's very near China. It's booming. If you look at the whole region, almost every market in Southeast Asia is growing at an exponential speed. And it's still early days, especially in terms of tech. The second reason is, if you look at JD and Fosun, both of them, they're very interested in the mom and baby space. You know, for Fosun, maternity, mom and baby and family unit is extremely important for them. So we fit in perfectly with their own thesis.
And what is your business roadmap with these funds? What are your future expansion plans?
So the way I see it is that for online media companies to do well, it has to have the three C's, which is content, community, and commerce. So we're using this funding to really build up our commerce platform and also expand ourselves further into new markets beyond Southeast Asia. Because in Southeast Asia, more than one in two moms already use our platform on a monthly basis. So we're really looking to expand the market. And so we've decided to follow the babies and we're getting into Africa.
Okay, so Africa purely because of the demographics?
Yeah, so if you just think about it, you know, in Southeast Asia here, the average total fertility rate on average is about 2.3. In order to replace your own population, you need a total fertility rate of 2.1. If you look at Africa or Nigeria specifically, your total fertility rate is at 5.6. So that's more than double.
Okay, so that makes sense completely. Our listeners are probably thinking, how do you go from an app to eight-figure Series C funding? Was that always the blueprint?
That's a great question. So how do you go from there? So I think the
blog, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, if I look back and I think about the early days when we first started, did I imagine that we would reach this level? No, not in my wildest dream. But I think when you're on the journey itself, you don't realize how much you're growing and how quickly you're growing. So in 2015, we took in investment from Series A. So we took in Vertex, which is the early stage venture arm of Temasek. And then subsequently, we took in our Series B in 2016. And so it was just quite natural that we would close a Series C round. And the company's been growing exponentially. So I think if I step back and I look at it, it makes sense. But as I was going through the journey, you know, everything just kept happening.
Because Roshni, you're a parent of a child. Did this grow out of pure passion or did this grow always with the business in mind?
I think it's always had pure passion and things have gotten a lot better because now I really understand my user. I'm an Asian mom myself. So I'm able to empathize exactly with my user. Questions like, you know, can you feed your baby durian? And what, you know, confinement practices? Is it okay to have your placenta after birth? These are just typical questions. Or how much allowance should you be giving your ailing parents? And before I would just look at it and I would look at it from a data point of view, but now I empathize with the questions that the users ask. So our platform mm-hmm. allows moms to ask questions to other moms as mm-hmm. well as ask questions to other doctors mm-hmm. or other experts. So think of us as Quora for moms.
Right, right. I checked out the site and I see why it's so popular? Because these are basic questions that maybe every parent has but feels ashamed, or, you know, they feel like they can't turn to their mother-in-laws to ask. They might get judged for it. Like, how do I pick up my baby, you know, in the middle of a nap? What is the appropriate length of nap time?
It's 101. We don't get training,
it's
right?
It's crowdsourcing, really, for great parenting information, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your app and what that offers parents and parents-to-be.
So really, the app has quite a few parts to it. So of course, there's what we call PGC. So that's professionally generated content. So these are content from either our in-house editorial team or from doctors or experts that we work with. And then we have UGC, which is user-generated content. So 99% of the content is actually UGC right now, which is a very big change from us because it used to be 99% PGC 1 year ago. Mm. So now in this last 1 year, we've seen this big flip to UGC. Photo Booth is a very popular segment of our app, which allows moms to basically upload photographs of their babies and then add in filters, add in frames, add in stickers. Now, it's very similar to Instagram for moms, but the problem with Instagram is that if you start to, you know, upload 10 to 15 photographs of your baby every single day, people start judging you and they say, okay, stop. The first, you know, 1 week it was cute. But for us, we're like, oh, keep sharing. And the community all just ends up endorsing each other and you know, voting up. So it's great. Ah. You have a whole like-minded group of people, 23 million of you, who do the same exact thing and think everyone's baby's the cutest.
Oh, brilliant. But what about the differences, though? Because your app, you know, spans Southeast Asian countries. Have you had to tailor the app to different
Absolutely.
Expectations?
So we're in local languages. Mm. And I think that's one of the things that we specialize in. We understand local languages. We understand local culture and local religion. So if you use the app from Indonesia, it's in Bahasa Indonesia. It's predominantly for the Muslim mom. So the recommendations would be following the Islamic way. And if you actually use the app from Philippines, we practice Catholicism. So we don't just look at languages, we look at religion as well.
Roshni Matani is my guest in Influence. She is the founder and CEO of The Asian Parent. You're a CEO, you're a wife, you're a mother. You're also part of a dynamic tech duo. You're CEO of The Asian Parent. Your husband, Darius, is founder of property website 99.co. So you're both CEOs of your own tech companies. What has it been like, tell us, to have a partner in the same kind of industry as you are? Has it been helpful?
Oh, it's definitely been helpful. You know, the most important thing is that we're both CEOs. We're co-CEOs of our little baby daughter. So we look at her as our third project, our third startup, and I think the most important one. So it's been a lot of fun. You know, the best thing is that you have someone who understands every single pain that you go through. Sometimes you don't even have to mention anything. You don't have to say anything. You just look at each other and you completely understand the pain or the happiness that the other person's experiencing. So I think it's really nice to have someone who's joining me on this journey, and I feel very honored to be able to join him on his journey too.
Let's pick your brain in the same spirit as the Asian parent.
Sure.
Many moms out there, I think, dreaming of starting their own business and achieving the series funding that you have, 8 figures. What would you say to moms who want to start their own business?
So I'd say, first of all, you need to be really sure that this is what you want to do. I think everyone glamorizes the whole journey. It makes it seem like it was easy, but I've had to sacrifice quite a bit. I don't have much personal time. I wish I had time to go for a manicure or a massage, but, you know, the days are just chock full of meetings. And if I'm not spending time at work, then I have to spend time with my daughter and with my family. So it's quite difficult to juggle the two. So unless you're really ready to work, like what the Chinese say, 996, which I think moms already do. So we do work 9 to 9 every day. But if you're ready to take on more, then that's the only time you should be getting into entrepreneurship, because it's a lot harder than what we talk about openly.
Well, what's next for the Asian parent? World domination.
You know, yes, in line with that, I think ultimately the aim of the company is to impact the life of 50 million families, to help them raise happy, healthy and confident kids. So for us, as long as we're working towards that and we're progressing towards that, I feel like we're achieving quite a lot. So world domination, or as long as we're raising happy, healthy families.
Terrific. So we were talking a little bit off air, and I want to bring this up because I think it's important for listeners when they're thinking about scaling up their business. What's the move from blog to app crucial in terms of being able to scale?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you talk to investors, it was very clear to me when I started speaking to a few investors that web is a little passé. If you don't have an app presence, if you're not focused on AI, if you're not focused on data, then it's very hard for venture capitalists to get interested in you. VCs look at the future, so they're really looking at companies that should be ahead of the curve, and that's what they're investing in.
Terrific advice. Wonderful getting to know your business model and you as well. My guest and influence, Roshni Mattani, founder and CEO of The Asian Parent. Thank you, Roshni.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.